rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'm sure everyone is enjoying the World Cup. Well, we're going to talk about the World Cup, obviously, tonight, and also talk about the Rochester men's and women's Lancers, or Lady Lancers, they like to be called. We have some huge breaking news about the June 30th men's home match at Marina Auto Stadium against Binghamton. We'll tell you about it in just a moment. It's not the Wall of Fame either. That's also going on that night. But this is it's breaking news. We'll tell you about it in just a second. At 7 o'clock, we'll have the man of the match from yesterday's men's Lancers win, 4-0 over Syracuse, Isaac Kesey, who had 2 goals and an assist for the Lancers. And we'll talk to him at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll be having lots of news and analysis on the World Cup with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. We'll talk about today's matches. I was holding my breath, and finally the three Lions came through in the end. We'll talk about their England's win today and, of course, all the upsets and all what's going on at the World Cup. Plus, a U.S. soccer legend passed away today, Walter Barr, the last living member of the 1950 U.S. World Cup team that shocked the world by beating England. He also has ties to the original Rochester Lancers, so we'll talk about that with Michael Lewis later in the show. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And, Joe, I know you're enjoying the World Cup, even though there's no U.S. and no Italy. It's been a very exciting tournament and a lot of great results, a lot of surprises so far.
Actually, Andrew, it's very relaxing to watch the games, and I don't have to worry about who wins and who doesn't win. Of course, I root for the underdog, and a lot of the things that happen right now in the World Cup, like Germany and Mexico, Brazil, all those big guns guys that they're not doing very well. They haven't done very well except look at Ronaldo and Spain, he was unbelievable. 3-3. I mean, I thought Spain was going to win, and things happen right now. But I'm overwhelmed. You were excited about England, of course. I am not, but that's beside the point. But because of you, I favor England too. So, and I was watching a little bit, and I said, oh, come on. And the 90 minutes, everything happened in the last minute.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. So soccer right now on TV, it's, I could get a divorce because I'm watching.
That's why I took my wife out on a date on Saturday. Yeah. I wanted to thank her for letting me watch the World Cup. And thank God for technology. You can watch the games on your phone or on your iPad. You don't have to be in front of the television anymore.
Isn't that really amazing?
It's not just that. It's also on the Fox Sports app, because it's Fox Sports covering the World Cup. You can get the different camera angles. They got the overhead camera. You can do the 360 camera. You can watch the game. If you're a fan of a certain team, you can watch the game with commentators that are going to favor that team. Yeah. It's incredible how far we've come.
And one of the things that I know they had it in Italy last year during the review of the game.
Right.
And that's happening. It happened today, I guess, on one of the game because they gave a penalty.
It was in the Sweden match.
Sweden match.
They went to
and again, I didn't want Sweden to win. I didn't want Sweden to win because they eliminated Italy.
I know. So. But South Korea, again, this another Asian team that's just very weak. And You know, and then we're missing some players, but still. I talked about this on Michael Lewis on Saturday on Sam's show, because Michael and I are doing the 12-1 hour on Kick This. You can go to kickthis.com to listen to that on Saturday afternoons. We're doing that all throughout the World Cup. And I said that the Asian teams, except for Iran, of course, Iran was playing Morocco, and there wasn't much of a challenge there for Iran. The Asian teams are weak, and they have 5 bids, and CONCACAF has 3.5, and I think it's totally unfair. CONCACAF showed, you know, even though Panama was beaten well today, they lost to a very, very strong team. Costa Rica had a great match, and, of course, Mexico beating Germany yesterday. So hopefully FIFA will get the message. But we're going to talk more World Cup in a little bit, but I want to get to this breaking news, because June 30th is going to be a very special day for Rochester soccer fans. The news is that the legend himself, Doug Miller, who is age 49 right now, is going to come out of retirement, and he will play on June 30th for the Rochester Lancers against the Greater Binghamton Thunder at Marina Auto Stadium. And it's going to coincide with Wall of Fame Day, where we're going to be inducting Rudy Lepore, Patsy Frank, the two of the founders of the Lancers, Frank Tata, a member of the original Lancer team, Ron DeFrance, the longtime sports broadcaster and play-by-play television play-by-play guy for the Lancers, and the one and only Shep Messing. We all know about him. But this is your chance to see. If you've never seen Doug Miller play, this probably will be your last chance. I don't think he's going to come out of retirement after this. He wants to play at least one game at the new stadium. He's never played there. So this is the game. They've announced it. It was on frontrowsoccer.com, Michael Lewis's site. And so get your tickets. Go to rlancers.com. You don't want to miss this. The Wall of Fame, plus Doug Miller, plus the Lady Lancers, who are in first place in the UWS Eastern Conference. Absolutely incredible. But let's talk about the men for a second. The men won 4-0. On Sunday, they tied 1-1 against Cleveland on Friday. Mm-hmm. Very hard-fought match. Cleveland's an excellent team. Anthony Manford was a former Lancer. He assisted on the tying goal for Cleveland. He scored both goals for Cleveland, or assisted on both goals for Cleveland in their first matchup. So the Lancers have 2 very, very important matches this weekend, both on the road. They go to Buffalo, who are in third place in the conference, on Friday night, 7 o'clock. And then they go to first place Erie on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Erie is undefeated. They have 1 tie, and that was against the Lancers. If the Lancers can win those games or get points,
they'll be in first place.
They won't be in first place, but they will be move up the table, and they will have 2 matches against Binghamton coming up next Saturday and then the following Sunday in Binghamton. And Binghamton has not won a game this year, and they've scored like 3 goals, given up 50. So that probably will be 6 points for the Lancers there. So, Joe, this is crunch time, because it's a short season, so every game counts.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Doug Miller.
Doug Miller.
I know that he's fit because he keeps himself fit. But why would he want to do that? Why is he
wants to
that?
Play in the new stadium. He wants to play. He has never played there. He's coached there, obviously. He's also played indoors for the Lancers.
Yep.
And of course, obviously, he played at Frontier Field. So this is Doug's chance to play, and again, people won't play the whole game. Maybe he'll come in as a sub, or he'll start the game and then come off. But I wouldn't bet against him scoring at least 1 goal. Knowing Doug how competitive he is.
Yeah,
like you said, he's still in great condition. No. He's playing in front of his family. He's playing in front of all the fans.
So other people have done that. Adolfo Gori was a coach, and he played. Okay, so Doug is the coach, and he can play 1 game anyway. But I didn't know the reason why. I thought because he wanted his team to win, of course, and he's got the potential of scoring.
Well, the team's doing well. I mean, Cleveland's a tough team. They've done well over the last several games. So that, again, they'll play Buffalo on Friday at 7 o'clock, and first place Erie on Sunday at 2. The Lady Lancers had posted a big win, 2-1 over New Jersey Copa. Now, New Jersey Copa beat them, I think, 5 or 6-0 last year. This team has done an unbelievable turnaround under Sal Galvano, with Aaron Eklund and Brooke Barbuto both leading the league in scoring. And this is an incredible story. So whoever's going to be covering soccer for the Democratic Chronicle after Jeff DeVeronica leaves, by the way, congratulations to Jeff. He's going to be moving on to a job in education.
More money.
Well, probably.
Security.
At this point. But the ladies are in first place. If they have three matches left. Two are at home against Western New York Flash next Saturday, and then the Lancaster Inferno the following Saturday. Their last match will be the Saturday after that in Buffalo against the Western New York Flash. If they win out, they will finish either first or second. There's no way anybody can catch them. So then they would play on July 17th in the Eastern Conference Final against the second-place team. If they finish first, they'll play in their home, probably. The winner would then go to the Final Four. What a story this is. I mean, it's incredible.
It's an exciting moment in Rochester soccer, even though people may think that, that's a lower standing
team. Second division of women's
soccer. Second division team, okay. But those ladies are playing to win. The guys are playing to win. And soccer is soccer. Certainly you got the hierarchy, you got the Ronaldo, you got the Messi and everything. But there's only two of them, okay? And of course, there's others. But at the lower level, if you really like soccer and you don't become an analyst, because there's one thing right now that there is a fear of mine, okay? Because we got this World Cup right now, and because you see the best player in the world playing, all of a sudden says, well, I can stay at home and watch TV. But if it wasn't for soccer, at the lower level, there won't be this kind of thing right now. So people need to support the team, the local team, in order to have soccer survive in all the cities, and especially in Rochester.
That's absolutely right, John. I told you when I was at the Italian American Sport Club last Thursday for lunch for the opening match. I watched it for about 2 minutes, and then I came back to the table. I said, I can't watch this. Saudi Arabia is so terrible. I couldn't watch the game. Morocco and Iran was boring. It was a terrible match. I would put the Lancers-Cleveland match against that match any day.
Yep.
At least both teams were trying. They were trying to score goals. So at any level of soccer, you're going to have great matches, and you're going to have matches that are not so competitive. So
you just have to
support your local team.
We might comment that 2026.
We're going to talk about that too. Yes.
Okay, so
Dick Howard, I'm sure, is so excited about Canada hosting the World Cup with the U.S. and Mexico.
So the only thing that I can tell you that I keep myself in shape.
That's
because
right.
I want to be able to see one of those games. So I don't know if I'm going to be around. But
You'll be 39, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take our first break. And speaking of Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, we're going to go to him next with World Cup talk here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and also on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Lancers and Lady Lancers are back home at Marina Auto Stadium next Saturday, June 30th, for a doubleheader starting at 2 p.m., with the ladies hosting the Western New York Flash and the men kicking off at 5 p.m. against Binghamton. It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day, as the class of 2018 will be inducted between matches. The Lancers will be honoring team founders Rudy Lepore and Patsy Frank, original Lancer owner Frank Tata, play-by-play man Ron DeFrance, and the one and only Shep Messing. Be sure to come out and pay tribute to the Lancers legends. Don't forget, kids 5 and under, active military, and parking are free. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. Number to call is 328-3382 to make an appointment for a teeth cleaning or consultation. Or go to the interactive website, davidolivodmd.com. I'll be going to see Dr. Olivo next Monday to get one of my teeth fixed. So I'm sure he's going to be very gentle with me.
For sure.
Well, good evening, Dick. And, boy, I'm sure you're glued to the television like all of us are watching these great matches.
Tremendous, isn't it? Although I wish we were all in Reykjavik on Saturday night, because they have a traditional pub crawl, and I'm sure it had an extra dimension last Saturday night. And then if we could get on the flight and get into Mexico City, that would be the place to be last night, because of the exploits of their national teams. Just great.
I saw a story on the Drudge Report. They said that when Mexico scored the goal against Germany, they had seismic activity in Mexico, caused by the people jumping up and down all over the country. I'm being serious here.
That does not surprise me at all. Fabulous result.
But let's talk about today's matches. And I was holding my breath, Dick, for 90-plus minutes, but finally England got the second goal they needed to beat Tunisia 2-1. But it was a story of missed chances for England. They could have won that game by 5 or 6-1.
It's incredible, wasn't it? The chance they missed early on in the game, there could have been certainly a couple of goals up, but the poor finishing continued, and thankfully they have a guy by the name of Kane who knows how to put the ball in the back of the net. And it was late, Andrew, which I tell you, thank goodness for injury time and added on, because it was a late goal, and it's happened in several games we know in the tournament. But I was in an environment, a pub in Toronto, watching the game with some friends, and there was an enormous sigh of relief along with the applause when Kane put in that second goal.
You know what they say, Dick? You can have 50 shots on goal, and you know you're the better team, but the other team can score one shot on goal and gets a goal in, and that counts.
You look at the Mexico game, and the Germans had 26 shots on goal. Yeah. Thankfully, Guillermo Ochoa was in fantastic form and saved several great goal attempts. But you're quite right. The final count is how many goals did the team score.
So far, I think that he is the best goalie of the tournament so far.
He'd be up there.
He was brilliant. I also like Hannes Halldórsson, who, you know, he made that fabulous save off the penalty kick from Messi and had 9 saves, many spectacular, and he was good. And also Kasper Schmeichel impressed me in the game against Peru for the Danish team.
That was an excellent match, too, Peru and Denmark. I'm very surprised they didn't start Guerrero. I think it could have made a difference. But one of the things I noticed, Dick, which is interesting, we've had 14 matches so far in the World Cup. We already have five players who have multiple goals, which is a little bit unusual at this point. Obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo leads the pack, but we had two goals from Harry Kane today, two from Lukaku today. And the opening of the tournament, Denis Cherchev of Russia scored a pair of goals. And Diego Costa in the tie between Spain and Portugal had a pair of goals as well. So
yeah,
certainly some
players
are...
A lot more goals from set plays, free kicks, penalty kicks. And only two ties. You know, that's amazing. You certainly expect ties. But a lot of close games, eight decided by one goal or
You know, less, what you is know, amazing and, to me is that when we talk about the minnows... When we talk about the minnows and the big guys, you know, look what happened with Brazil. Look what happened with Germany. Look what happened, you know, with
well,
the big
surprise
the team,
Brazil.
The team that we all thought that they were going to win.
I'm not surprised at all about Switzerland. I've said from the beginning they're a very strong and very organized team. They have great veteran players and they're legitimate. Well, Belgium. Well, that game today, it was just a matter of Dick. I think Panama was showing so much emotion, and they were so happy to be there, but Belgium was just too strong,
yeah,
too fast.
And they did well for the first 45 minutes, didn't they?
Yes,
scored
they did.
At half time, but then, as you rightly say, the Belgium team just gradually took over control, and Lukaku popped in a couple of goals. But full credit to Panama, you know, the newcomers, along with Iceland, with this tournament this year. But the big story probably is Iceland and the game with Mexico and Germany. Brazil, I felt badly for because I studied the video and it looked as though there was a definite push that resulted in the Swiss tying the game. The Brazilian defender was pushed and no call with the VAR, unfortunately.
Well, VAR has definitely played a part in the game. It played a part in the first game today between Sweden and South Korea. The penalty was awarded from the VAR, so that was a 1-0 win for Sweden. There's been a number of those penalties awarded, and I like it because it's not taking much time, and they're making sure they get the calls right. Hopefully they will continue to get the calls right. That's my biggest fear.
So what team has impressed you the most?
As you rightly say, it's the length of time. The quicker they can process it, the better.
So, Joe, you had a question.
Yeah, what team has impressed you the most so far?
What has impressed me the most?
Yes.
What team?
I think, you know, I've been very impressed with Iceland as a team. And Mexico, traditionally El Tri, don't travel too well when they leave Mexico. They're very strong at home, but on the road, no, and this applies to World Cups in particular. But I thought that was a fabulous performance against Germany. They were full value for the 1-0 win. I thought they had several other chances because of the way they defended and the transition, the fast breaks. Osorio has done an excellent job with the team, and it was a great performance. And I like the thing about the seismic activity, Andrew. That does not surprise me, knowing the passion of the fans of teams in Mexico, and especially the national team.
Well, Mexico, I thought, in that match, they looked a step faster than Germany. Germany looked lethargic in that game, which is surprising.
They did, didn't they? You know, you expect a lot more from a German team, and they were lucky they didn't go down, you know, with two goals, not just the one goal.
But Mexico really played hard. They came with a plan. They really were attacking, defending as a team, you know. And that's what they had a great momentum. They had great ball control. You know, they frustrated the Germans.
Very impressive. It's great because, you know, Mexico obviously in the CONCACAF region, so you want them to do well. Costa Rica, unfortunately, just well with the odd goal, but Mexico has certainly been the story.
Costa Rica was.
And overall, I've been quite
off.
Impressed with the officiating.
Yeah. What can you do about Kolarov? Kolarov's goal from by Serbia was just world class.
What a shot that was, wasn't it? Yeah.
To beat Keylor Navas, who's one of the best keepers.
Keylor Navas
in the world.
Usually gets to the end. He's an outstanding goalkeeper, but that was just superbly placed.
For teams showing which ones, like you said, Joe, which ones impressed, I think it's hard to say at this point because you got teams like Belgium looked incredible today, but they played Panama, who are not one of the stronger teams. Let's see what they look like against England. Obviously, I think Portugal and Spain both looked great in that draw. I mean,
well, that was the game of the tournament thus far, isn't it? You know, in the CR7 show.
Yep.
It was the game of a tournament for great offense and great teamwork and obviously great superpower players. But I put Argentina-Iceland up there, too, because just the way Iceland played that game, they did not panic. They stayed in their formation. They played their game, and they frustrated Argentina. And you got to feel bad for Messi. He obviously had pressure on him after what Ronaldo did in the first game, and he missed that penalty. And that was it. I mean, Iceland could have easily won that game, potentially, on their counterattack.
Yeah, it's amazing. The smallest country to play in the World Cup and to produce a result like that is tremendous. But the images that we've been seeing, I think, have been quite amazing. I think now, and the one I remember is Cristiano Ronaldo taking that free kick late in the game and faced by teammates from Real Madrid, who obviously feared the worst, and his concentration and the way he put the ball away, fantastic.
And you knew he was going to score that goal. I mean,
didn't you? It was one of those things you thought, he's not going to miss this. Because there were several other games that would, you know, resulted in free kicks late in the game, but you just knew that he was going to do the business, and he did.
You know, one of the things that they're talking about Cristiano Ronaldo is that when they put the ball down, okay, he had his eyes on the net. And then he took one step to the left. Then he came back. And, you know, and when the referee blew the whistle, his concentration, you could see.
He knew exactly what he was going to do.
So that's what makes him a great player.
Well, the concentration,
you know, the breathing and the focus and everything. And it just gets back at a report I read once when he was at Manchester United. He used to spend hours after training, you know, practicing free kicks. And you think, obviously, an icon like a David Beckham was the same way, that he could do the business on free kicks if need be, but only after hours and hours of practice on the training field.
Set pieces, set pieces, set pieces. That's what Alexi Lala says, and it's just so true. But, Dick, before we let you go, the other big news last Wednesday, the awarding of the 2026 World Cup to U.S., Canada, and Mexico. What has been the Canadian response up in Toronto for getting the
Everybody
World Cup?
Everybody that I've been talking to has been delighted with the whole situation because it can be such an impetus, you know, for the game in Canada. We've got this new Canadian Premier League starting next year. Hopefully our women's team will qualify for the Women's World Cup next year in 2019. And there's a new era now with our men's team, with John Herdman taking over, and we've got some talented young players, young Alfonso Davis, who plays for Vancouver, a teenager. He's going to be a key figure in Canada's team at that time. But it's really given and energized the whole country, and everybody's talking about it because it's sort of a win-win for football and the development of the game in Canada.
That's the closest the World Cup match will probably ever come to Rochester, 3 hours around the lake up to Toronto, to see the matches at BMO Field. It will be one of the venues, along with the Olympic Stadium in Montreal and Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton, will be the three venues in Canada. So just 8 years away, and hopefully we'll all be here.
I'm putting him on your way, guys, when you travel up here.
Hey, let me tell you, I was talking to Andrew before. I just hope that I'm around to be able to come to one of those games in Toronto. You know, age has a way of worried me, but who cares? At least I'm happy that we got the World Cup in North America.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, we'll...
You'll certainly be welcome in Canada, guys. Anyway, looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Well, we'll talk to you again next week, Dick, with more World Cup news and commentary and analysis. Lots of matches happening, obviously, all throughout the next 7 days. So we'll be back, and we'll be talking about the last matches in the group as of next Monday's show.
Yeah, exciting times. Great. Good chatting to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Thank you.
Buenas noches.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week with the International Report, World Cup or no World Cup. We always talk about international soccer here on our show. We also talk about local soccer. And coming up next is the man of the match from the Lancers' 4-0 win over Syracuse yesterday. Isaac Kesey joins us on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why, Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore!
The Rochester Lancers and Lady Lancers are back home at Marina Auto Stadium next Saturday, June 30th, for a doubleheader starting at 2 p.m., with the ladies hosting the Western New York Flash and the men kicking off at 5 p.m. against Binghamton. It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day, as the class of 2018 will be inducted between matches. The Lancers will be honoring team founders Rudy Lepore and Patsy Frank, original Lancer owner Frank Tata, play-by-play man Ron DeFrance, and the one and only Shep Messing. Be sure to come out and pay tribute to the Lancers legends. Don't forget, kids 5 and under, active military, and parking are free. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and the Rochester Lancers have a big weekend coming up. Two matches on the road as they look to put themselves into a playoff position in the NPSL. And joining us now is the man of the match from yesterday's 4-0 win over Syracuse, Isaac Kesey. And Isaac's appearance brought to you by Claridge Design Center, located in Shiloh, part of the Acavangelo family of businesses. 889-5800 or go to ClaridgeDecoratingCenter.com, and center spelled the British way, C-E-N-T-R-E. Isaac, thanks for being with us today. Congratulations on the big win yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again. And boy, it was hot yesterday. How did you guys manage in such terrible heat?
Oh, that's actually great that they implemented those water breaks in between the games, because it was really scorching. But I think we knew coming into it that it was going to be like that, so we had to just manage the game and try to show up for each other. And actually, that's what we managed to do, and it actually worked out in the long run.
How much weight did you lose, Isaac?
Sorry?
How much weight did you lose yesterday playing in the heat?
I think I might have dropped like 6 pounds, which is good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You may have to use your skills as a nurse to help out if something happened. Thank goodness nothing happened. But, so you gave a 0-0. Yeah.
We're looking out for some heat exhaustion there. Actually, one of the girls after the game almost fainted, so I had to step in. I'm like, you need to drink or get hydrated or probably stop at the urgent care and see if you can get some, 500cc bottles of water to just kind of prick you up. So that came in handy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's good. It's good to have a medical person in the medical profession on the team at all times. So the game was 0-0 at halftime. What did Coach Doug Miller say at halftime that turned things around? You guys just opened it up and scored 4 goals in the second half.
He just told me to, stay ready and try to make a difference coming off the bench. And prior to that, we had a few team meetings there, and I told the guys, just play relaxed, try to leave everything out in the field. And I knew coming in, we had to keep that, show Syracuse that we can play better and keep that rivalry thing going on, especially against Buffalo. I'm actually waiting for that Friday game, because I didn't enjoy the way we lost against Buffalo. So I kind of had a thing coming in with the Syracuse game. I was like, you got to prepare yourself, got to prepare your mindset, and this would be a perfect game to start. It's hot. You're coming off the bench. You got to make a difference. So I just went out there and, did my thing. I think the old Rhino thing came back a little bit, so it was helpful.
Oh, definitely. We're joined here by Isaac Kesey from the Rochester Lancers. Lancers are back home next Saturday for Wall of Fame Day on the 30th. Kickoff is 5 p.m. after the women's game, which kicks off at 2. The Lancers will face the Greater Binghamton Thunder on the Wall of Fame game. Joe, you have a question.
Yeah, Isaac, what is the difference between being a starter and coming from the bench? I mean, when you are at the bench, you sort of see what's going on in the field, what's wrong, what's going good. But coming once you get in the game, you're not warmed up, you're not you're not ready. You got to get. How long does it take you to get into the rhythm of the game?
Actually, what I kind of look for on the bench is to, steady their strengths and weaknesses, especially in the back line, and how I could take advantage of that as an old pro. And then I kind of factored into to this game the weather, too, because I was like, coming off the bench, maybe I can use that little bit of that quickness. They might be tired. So, take them on when you can, but conserve your energy, too, off the ball, and just try to show up on the knees with the guy. So I was just paying attention to the center backs, and half of the time, that's what, Doug teaches us at practice or something. So, just keep an eye on their back line or wherever position you are, and just make sure if you come in for 15 minutes, you got to make sure you make a difference, leave it all out there. And I knew I could take them on. All I just had to do was just look for the ball, and I try to, be there for the team when they needed me the most.
Well, this weekend, Isaac, is a big weekend. As you mentioned, the Lancers face Buffalo on Friday in Buffalo at 7 o'clock, and the first game was very intense, to say the least. They got a little ill-tempered there. The Buffalo won at 4-2 on our home field. And then you guys go to Erie on Sunday, and Erie's in first place, and the Lancers are the only team that's taken points off of Erie this season. So what is it? What do these two matches mean for the team? How are you guys preparing for them?
I think we're in a good mindset right now. We started pretty, poor. So it's good that we're building, game after game. And I think this will be a great test for a playoff push. If we really want to play in the playoffs, I think this is a good test for us. We got to at least get 4 points. That's my goal. I mean, Doug is pushing us to, I think we can win the whole 6 points, but it's going to be an away game. It's going to be hot. I think we can give Buffalo a good game and steal all points. And I plan to be there even though I work the next day. I'll suck it up. Oh, excuse my language. And make the drive. But I think we can do it. I think it's about time we have a playoff run. And I think this group of guys are pretty good, pretty dedicated. Doug, teaches us to push each other at practice all the time, and I don't see why now we can't beat Buffalo and actually scrap at Erie. So I'm looking forward to it.
We are too, and of course next Saturday you guys are back home against Binghamton. And the big news that broke today is that Doug Miller is going to come out of retirement and be available to play in that match. So what does that mean to you to be hopefully sharing the field with Doug Miller?
Oh, I'm excited for that to happen. He's been a seasoned pro. He's technically still great on the ball, off the ball, and I'm really excited to play off him, or if I ever even play, kind of see how it feels to play with him outdoor. I play with him a little bit indoor. I know it's a different kind of game, but he's dedicated. You can tell with the way he handles his teams when he coaches us and everything. And I'm excited to actually see him go at it. I don't see why not. He can actually score a couple of goals next week.
I got a feeling you'll see his name on the score sheet next Saturday night. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys back home against Wall of Fame Day on Saturday, June 30th at the stadium. The women play at 2 and the men play at 5. So, Isaac, good luck this weekend. Bring home 6 points for us, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys next Saturday afternoon at the stadium.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Isaac.
Good luck, Isaac.
That's Isaac Kesey from the Rochester Lancers. And, again, the Lancers, two very important matches. Go to rlancers.com for information on how to watch the matches online. Or if you get up to Buffalo tomorrow on Friday, go out and support the Lancers. And, again, the information about the matches will be online at rlancers.com. Next up, it's Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report. And, of course, we're focusing on Russia 2018 as well with Michael here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Lancers and Lady Lancers are back home at Marina Auto Stadium next Saturday, June 30th, for a doubleheader starting at 2 p.m., with the ladies hosting the Western New York Flash and the men kicking off at 5 p.m. against Binghamton. It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day, as the class of 2018 will be inducted between matches. The Lancers will be honoring team founders Rudy Lepore and Patsy Frank, original Lancer Frank Tata, play-by-play man Ron DeFrance, and the one and only Shep Messing. Be sure to come out and pay tribute to the Lancers legends. Don't forget, kids 5 and under, active military, and parking are free. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And Michael's segment tonight brought to you by Olindo Cash and Carry, 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester, 647-1985, or you can go to olindofoodservice.com. Lots of specials going on there, so check the website. Some great deals, and if you're planning your parties for the World Cup or graduations or whatever, definitely check out Olindo's. They have the best prices in town, and they take great care of you as your customers. So OlindoFoodService.com, and we appreciate Olindo and his whole family supporting us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Michael, how are things going in New York tonight?
Okay, in general, very busy locally here with the World Cup and a lot of other news happening.
So, well, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we had a loss, and ironically, you know, during the World Cup, we lost the last member of the 1950 U.S. men's national team that shocked the world when they beat England in the World Cup in Brazil. Walter Barr, whose legacy lived on with his sons, who played professional soccer, all three of them, and they also, two of them, were kickers in the National Football League. So tell us some more about Walter Barr, Michael. I know you wrote a number of articles about him on Front Row Soccer today.
Yeah, and I still have a few to go. It's not easy to do a story or an obituary about someone that you've known for so many years. Walter Barr, I mean, we all know about what he did in 1950 with his U.S. teammates. They produced that 1-0 upset of England in the World Cup in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. Walter was the one who, depending on your point of view, either sent the pass in or a shot toward the goal that Joe Gaetjens deflected in for the lone goal of the match. Walter Barr was a humble man. He never really boasted about that. He only talked about that situation when other people brought it up. I have a chance to go down to Belo Horizonte and be with him for a special World Cup reunion with him, Harry Keough, and Wilf Mannion of the English national team in 1987. And it was one of the most surreal experiences of my entire life. He's walking me through the goal on the same field. I had the privilege of really getting to know Walter very well during the years. I tried not to talk about the 1950 team and game unless I had to for a story, which unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, happened enough. But a class act. I considered him a friend of mine, and I hope he did thought of the same way about me. But he will be missed in so many ways. What a great person and ambassador of the game.
And, Michael, I think we read that he had a connection with the Lancers as well.
Yes, he did. In 1969, he was the coach of the Philadelphia Spartans, played in the American Soccer League, and they played the Lancers on June 1st, 1969. This is from information I've gathered for my book that I'm still writing about the Rochester Lancers, from the DNC and the Times Union. That day, the Lancers lost that day to Philadelphia. As it turned out, Frank Pike, the Lancers coach, was in Europe trying to get his UEFA coaching badge. And supposedly, this is according to the Rochester Times Union, Dick Howard was supposed to be the coach of the team at the time, but Charlie Schiano took over the coaching reins of that match. Interesting situation there. I don't know if people will remember that far back. We're talking five decades, but I'm just using information that was reported the next day in the newspapers. But, Walter Barr did make at least one appearance at Aquinas Stadium way back on June the 1st, 1969. How far back was that? That was before the Miracle Mets pulled off their great comeback. Wow. So it's a while ago.
That's a long time. And I believe, if I remember right, I think that might have been the only match that Charlie ever lost as a coach. Because I think he only lost once in nine matches. Yep. And so that would have been it. That would be the one loss. And one thing I saw also on Walter Barr, he played at age 50, played in the 1977 U.S. Open Cup along with his sons. Well, I don't know what team he played for. It must have been a Pennsylvania-based team, but I did read that. So his soccer was his sport. He lived it his entire life, and we will certainly miss it. And again, ironically, right during the World Cup this year is when we lost the last member of that team. Of course, we don't really ever know what happened to Joe Gatens. That's a story for another time. Whatever happened to him, because nobody seems to really know. But he may still be alive for all we know. But Walter Barr, again, condolences his family.
Yeah, definitely, Mike, deepest sympathies and condolences to the Barr family. I have spoken to his son for a number of years. In fact, speaking of Walter Barr, his son Chris played against the Rochester Lancers in 1975. He scored against them. I remember the interview with him before the game, and he wound up being the NASL Rookie of the Year that year before he went into pro football to make real money at the time.
Yeah, those were the Philadelphia Atoms of the NASL at that time. But obviously, Michael, the big news is the World Cup, and I guess the biggest news, I guess, so far is the victory by Mexico yesterday over Germany, and I was stunned, honestly. I did not think Mexico had a chance against Germany, but as I mentioned earlier with Dick, Germany just looked lethargic, and Mexico was a step faster to the ball, and they Ochoa made the saves he had to make, and they got the goal they needed. They could have easily had a couple more goals on the counter if not for some great defense from the Germans, but it changes the whole scope of that group now with Sweden winning today. Germany plays Sweden on Saturday, and Mexico plays South Korea. That group could get turned upside down depending on what happens on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. I mean, give some credit to Mexico coach Juan Carlos Osorio for preparing his team so well, putting out the right lineup, and obviously give credit to the players on the field. They're the ones that made it happen for taking that game plan and doing so well against the defending champions. I would have considered a draw between the two sides an excellent result for Mexico. I didn't see this happening. I don't think a lot of people did, except maybe for some really ardent, big-time Mexican fans, and even they probably might have had some doubts. But, the group is literally flipped upside down. Now Mexico has its destiny at its feet, and it's at its head as well, too. If they could win out, they win the group, they most likely will avoid Brazil in the next round. And
maybe
that path gets a little better moving on in the knockout round. Who knows? I mean, we saw what happened with Brazil yesterday, and you never know who finishes first or second, but you can't worry about what's happening in the other groups. You have to worry about what's happening in yours. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Germany-Sweden matchup.
One of the things that really I talked with Dick about it before with Andrew is how, how the team that we thought they had for sure a win, they had a tie or they had a loss, so you don't know. So
they
Germany
have to leave it very late to win the game.
Yeah, or they have to, very lucky or a penalty here and there. You know, that usually I would like, the penalty are a good thing, but I don't want to see anybody win a game on a penalty unless they score 2-3 goals and then at the end of the thing they go to penalties. So I was, this is kind of unpredictable.
Kicks. I'm sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
No, I know. You don't want to see it happen unless the team that, let's say, gets the penalty was dominating all game and they got what they deserved, a goal, assuming they're not having a bad penalty kick taker take the kick. I'm not going to mention any names. Argentine
the guy from Peru
players
skied it over the top. That was a terrible penalty.
Well,
penalty kicks are not necessarily easy to take, and if we had longer, I will tell you about my experiences taking penalty kicks one time. And I'm not a player, and it was.
I remember when you were the
goal. The goal looks a lot smaller than
Mike. I remember when. When you were on goal and people took a penalty kick against you. You remember that?
If I was in goal for penalties, I'd play like Ray Clemens, the great England goalkeeper. He would never move on a penalty because he figured he probably couldn't save it anyway. If the kicker made a mistake and shot it straight, he would save it.
Well, that is one.
Everyone has their own strategy to stop PKs, and some of them work better than others. And for a goalkeeper, and we could do a show and a half about this, just the strategies of a goalkeeper and what goes through the mind of the PK taker. I mean, it's like a cat and mouse game sometimes, maybe a lot of times.
Well, if you're playing cat and mouse, there's only one way to win. Don't be the mouse.
The best penalty kicker, and the one that I agree the most, is Ronaldo. He kicks it fast, and the goalie has no chance. He kicks it hard and fast, and no matter where the ball goes, even if it goes to the goalie, he kicks so fast that the ball's going to rebound, and who knows what happens.
That's right. Well, obviously, Michael, there's a lot of things coming up. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you and I are on Kick This on Saturdays at kickthis.com to talk World Cup soccer for the next 4 weeks. And so much to talk about. It's been a great tournament so far. And I know we're sad that the U.S. is not in it, but it gives us a chance to see these other countries. And just to see the emotion on the Panamanians today when their anthem played was It brings a tear to your eye because they were so happy just to be there. And that's about all they are right now, just being there. But still, it's great to see them in the tournament.
You know, David Villa gave some advice to Ronald Matarrita and Rodney Wallace, two of his NYCFC teammates who are playing for Costa Rica, and they're playing in the World Cup for the first time. And he basically said, enjoy it. And yes, it's tough to lose in a World Cup. It's tough to lose your opening game, your first game ever, 3-0. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This is a golden generation of Panama. They don't know when and if they're going to get back there again. Enjoy the moments. Play hard, but enjoy the moments. I know I might be saying two entirely different things, but you never know if you're going to have that chance again.
Michael, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll talk to you again next Monday where we have the last matches of the groups and the games that get played at the same time. And, of course, I'll talk to you on Saturday for our continued World Cup coverage on Kick This.
My pleasure as always, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Michael. We also want to thank Awesome Al, who helped to arrange for our county legislator, Carla Boyce, who I went to school with, by the way, She is putting forth a proclamation to get Charlie Schiano put into the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. We're working on some other things behind the scenes as well for that, and we're hopeful that's going to happen in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Alan. Sorry that it was nice to see you at the game, and we didn't get to talk, so we'll talk soon.
And we want to thank Isaac Kesey, Ashley King, Soccer Sam, from all the Lancers for helping us out with the show. Lancers men at Buffalo Friday at 7 and Erie on Sunday at 2. Women are home next Saturday against Western New York Flash at 2, and the men host Binghamton in the second game of the doubleheader. 5 p.m. for Wall of Fame Day. Go to ourlancers.com to get tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.